Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to the wonderful program we have called Read the Word. It's good to have you with us. And this is going to be an introduction video for 2024. We read the Bible through in 2022, and I just don't have the time this year to do it again, but I use Read the Word almost every day for my own personal study of the Bible, and I encourage you to do that also. It's a very, very, very powerful tool as we read through the Word. So this is 2024. And I just want to introduce Read the Word to you. What this is a daily program where we're going to read through the Word chronologically as it actually happened on the timeline of God's story, history. And so it's a very interesting way to read the Bible. If you've never done it, we encourage you to join with us. And you find out immediately that the book of Job was written between the flood and Abraham. And then when you start seeing everything that Job and his friends knew about God in that period of time, it's like, wow, these guys knew who God was. And when we read it, we'll show you how they knew. So it's really powerful. We consider the Word of God to be majestic. Dr. Hilton Sutton use that term all of the time, the majestic Word of God. So we want to place that in your heart. We want to encourage you to see it as majestic. Take off your denominational lenses out of your glasses and just read the Word. Let the Word tell you what the Word's going to tell you, because the Word is never ever going to lead you wrong. Now, here's some facts. Think about this. There are 929 chapters in the 39 books of the Old Testament. There are 260 chapters in the 27 books of the New Testament. There are 1,189 chapters in the 66 books. 31,102 verses in the Bible. $23,000 in the Old Testament, 7,000 verses in the New Testament. The longest chapter is Psalm 119 at 176 verses. General, the English Bible runs around 785,000 words. Amazing information about God's holy word. 7,360 languages in the world of the 8 billion people that are on the world today. 3,415 of them at the time of the writing of this article actually have the Bible translated. You and I in the United States of America have a very great privilege. We not only have the Bible translated, but we also have it on our app, have it on your phone. You can get many different translations. You can get it in many different languages and have it right there on your phone to read it all the time. I encourage you, pick up the hard copy, make some notes, make some things, and enjoy it as a book in your life. Now, here's some thoughts about how to enjoy the Read the Word program. I read from the Thompson Chain Reference Bible, which is a very powerful Bible tool. I have the New King James Version. I would encourage you to get one of these Thompson Chain Reference Bibles because it doesn't have anybody's doctrine in it. It is the word correlating to the word, correlating to the word, correlating to the word. And the Bible is your roadmap to heaven. When you stand before Jesus, you won't be asked about your denominational book or what Brother So-and-so said. You'll be judged by the holy word of God. And so I encourage you today to begin to read the word with us. Maybe you don't read well. I would encourage you. Turn on this program every day. You'll find it on my Facebook. You can also get the whole YouTube playlist from me and have it right there where you can listen to it every day in your daily devotions. Read along with me. If you don't read good and you read those words as I read them, your reading will improve. Not because of me. It's just someone else is reading and you got the same words, and it's going to be able to help you increase in your ability to read. It's a very powerful tool. Now, 2 Peter 1:16-21, every word of God correlates to the harmony of the complete word of God. First verse of the Bible is, in the beginning, God. The last verse of the Bible is, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. 2 Peter 1:20 says, knowing this, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation. For prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke. They wrote as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. These are inspired books, and it will do you good to look at your Bible that way. There's only one God. He's not denominational. There's only one Jesus. And he died for every church body that exists. There's only one Holy Spirit. And he is truth. Ask him to fill you with himself. Ephesians chapter 4 says there's one body, one spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. And then to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. Jesus said in his prayer for the disciples, after the Last Supper, before he went out to suffer and die, Jesus prophesied that we would believe in him through the disciples' words that they wrote and spoke from their personal experience with Jesus by the direction of the Holy Spirit. John 17:20, I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they all may be one, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me, and the glory, righteousness, which you gave me, I have given them, that they might be one, just as we are one. Here's some tips about reading the Bible. Start reading today. Don't delay. Do it today. Just say it. That's it. This year, I'm going to do this. I'm going to read it every day. Read the Bible through in 1 year. Do it with us. Set a specific time aside each day. Figure out your schedule and then make it happen no matter what. Number three, read the Bible for the sake of revelation, not simply to accomplish your next reading. Don't sit down and just say, well, got to read these many chapters today so I can get it done in a year. That you're not going to get anything out of it. Sit down and just like Paul and said by the Holy Spirit, Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 through 21, that the eyes of your that's chapter 1, that you might come to understand with all the saints what is the depth and the width and the height, that you might know the love of God, that you could be filled with all the fullness of God right here from the word. Number four, remember, you're not being graded by a teacher with a red pen. We are studying to show ourselves approved to God. Number five, the word of God is life. It's his life to those who find it. And it's health to your flesh. So as we read it out loud, it should become health inside of your body. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 22. The word of God is alive and will help you to discern what's going on in your own heart and life. Hebrews 4, 11 and 12. The word of God is living, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. And number seven, you are the restraining force on this earth. Everywhere you go, in everything you do, speak the words of life into every part of your life, and it'll be a powerful force for you. So, join us. I'll put the link right down here in the notes. The whole playlist where you can just go straight to the YouTube playlist. Listen to those videos. I do it regularly. I'll be like, well, I'm going to read this many chapters of Genesis. And I'll go right through them. And it's amazing when you hear the word actually read out loud, how much more life and details you find than when you're just sitting there reading softly inside your own mind. And I encourage you to join with us. It's going to be a great, great, great time. You're going to thoroughly enjoy it. So, you ready? Come on and join with us as we read the majestic Word of God. And like we say all the time around here, until we see you again, remember this. We love you, and God loves you, and Jesus is.